السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. The Hindu state continues its war on Islam in occupied Kashmir. News. Authorities on Wednesday, the 27th of May 2026, disallowed Eid prayers at a historic Idgah and Sringar's Jama Masjid for the 8th consecutive year. The decision meant that thousands of worshippers were once again unable to offer congregational Eid prayers at two of Kashmir's most significant religious sites, where large gatherings on important Islamic occasions have historically been a part of the valley's religious and social life. Source, Kashmir Observer. Comment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا
And who are more unjust than those who prevent the name of Allah from being mentioned in his masjid and strive for their destruction? Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 114. For the 8th consecutive year, the Hindu occupiers of Kashmir have locked the gates of the historic Jamia Masjid and the Idgah of Sringagar, barring hundreds of thousands of Muslims from performing their Eid Salah. This is not merely a security measure or a temporary restriction, as the occupier administration claims. It is a deliberate act of humiliation and a manifestation of deep-seated animosity towards Islam and its symbols. On the morning of Eid al-Adha, while the rest of the Muslim world echoed with takbir, the people of Kashmir woke up to a heart-wrenching sight of their historic Jamia Masjid locked down. In a Muslim-majority region, Muslims were deprived of their congregational Eid Salah at Idgah Sringagar and Jamia Masjid Sringagar. This systematic desecration of religious symbols and Salah in occupied Kashmir is not a new phenomenon born out of modern Hindutva politics, but a continuation of the animosity and hatred of the disbelievers for Islam and Muslims. During the Sikh regime of Maharaja Sajid Singh, beginning in 1819, the Jamia Masjid was forcibly closed for nearly 21 years. In an act of extreme religious contempt, the Sikh rulers not only banned the Adhan, call to prayer, and Friday congregations, but turned parts of this magnificent masjid into stables for their horses. A horse of Allah was desecrated to house the animals of the occupiers. When the Hindu Dogra rulers followed, the persecution did not cease. It merely changed faces. The Dogras continued the policy of locking the Jamia Masjid, viewing it as a center of Muslim political awakening. This historical trajectory reveals a singular truth. Whether it is the Sikh cavalry, the Hindu Dogra bayonets, and the modern Hindu state, the objective remains the same: the subjugation of the Muslim identity and the erasure of Islamic political expression in the Muslim land of Kashmir. The current rulers in the Muslim world, particularly those in Pakistan, bear a heavy burden of treachery. While the Muslims of Kashmir are humiliated and barred from their prayers, these rulers continue to seek ceasefire, normalization, and confidence-building measures with the very state that chokes the throat of the Ummah. They have reduced the issue of Kashmir to a mere border dispute, ignoring the cries of the believers and the desecration of the masjid. They act as guardians of the colonialist borders rather than the liberators of the Ummah. The padlocks on the gates of Jamia Masjid are a challenge to the honor of every Muslim. They are a reminder that as long as the Ummah remains without its state, its masjid will be closed from blessed al-Masjid al-Aqsa to the Jamia Masjid Sringagar. Its blood will be cheap and its enemies will continue to celebrate their power of subjugation. With the present political events, the reality laid before every sane, sincere person, it demands that only a sincere Islamic leadership will mobilize the resources and Ummah to end this humiliation and subjugation from Al-Aqsa to Jamia Masjid Sringagar. Only The re-establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, would ensure that the Sharia rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are implemented regarding the protection of masajid and ending occupation of the disbelievers. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Muhammad Abdullah, Occupied Kashmir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.